The text for today's sermon is the Isaiah passage read earlier. In the name of Jesus, who is God's sure sign for us. Amen. Poor Ahaz. What a mess he had. Well, first of all, he was not the king of any great nation. Oh no, just small, insignificant Judah. He had no great armies at his command. Now you may be asking, what? That's not a very big mess. Until you think that he had a threat from the north. The kingdom of Israel and the kingdom of Syria had allies, had joined forces to do Judah in. In fact, they were even threatening to destroy Jerusalem. I sure don't envy Ahaz. And then as if those things are not enough, along comes his teacher, Isaiah the prophet to be exact, and he says some things that you'd expect to hear from a preacher. Don't worry, Ahaz. God is with you. And be at peace, Ahaz. In a few years, Israel and Syria will be no more, and the threat will be removed. What was Ahaz's response to that? Well, Pastor, that sounds very good. I like the sound of his words, but I don't know. It's hard to believe with those armies standing out over there, with those armies looming up on the horizon. I think an alliance between Judah and Assyria. Now that's the tip. That's, I think, what I will do. Do you see what Ahaz did? Instead of trusting God's word to him, he found his own solution. He found his own way out. Which brings us to our text. I'll read verses 10 and 11. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, ask the sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven. What God is saying is, Ahaz, try me. Let me show you what I can do. I want you to believe me. I'm willing and I'm ready to give you a sign. Name it. What will it be? Back in the sun? Get a mountain and have it cast into the sea? What was Ahaz's response? But Ahaz says, I will not ask and I will not put the Lord to the test. Now, at first, that sounds very pious. That sounds very holy. But what is Ahaz really saying? What he's saying is, no, God, I'd rather not face this problem. I'd rather not trust only your word. That's so hard to do with this threat so imminent. I'd rather trust my own wisdom. I'd rather follow my own plan. I would rather choose what's good and evil for me. I would rather pursue what I think is good and avoid what I think is evil. Thank you, Lord, but no thank you. What does the Lord say to that? Is he happy with that response? And he said, hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary men, that you weary my God also? Because if God is saying, oh, the story of their lack of trust, their lack of faith in me, is sadly familiar. And frankly, I'm getting sick and tired of it. Now I ask you, what do you suppose God should do? I think he probably should abandon Ahaz. Ahaz doesn't believe him. I think he should leave Ahaz high and dry. I think he should punish Ahaz. But what does God do? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a young woman shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. At the very moment when God should have left Ahaz, he says to Ahaz, I want you to believe me. I want you to trust me. And so I myself am going to give you a sign. I'm going to give you the sign of a miraculous virgin birth, a baby boy. And the name of that baby boy will be Emmanuel, God with us. Do you see what God did? Do you see what the Lord did? Instead of punishing Ahaz, he gave him a marvelous sign to show him, to remind him that he, Yahweh, was with him. Do you think serious problems? Are there some situations in your life, perhaps some relationships, maybe with friends, with family, with your spouse, with others, that are not going so well? Does it sometimes seem that situations and things around you are teaming up, are allowing their forces to do you in? And as members of our seminary family, Sometimes does it seem that things crowd around you to do you in? Classes, teachers, and students, and assignments, and money problems, and debt, and the list goes on. How easy it would be, how easy it is for us to find our own solution to those problems. How easy it is for you and for me to try to avoid those problems, to go around them. How simple and how sinful for us not to trust God's word, God's promise to us at His presence. What does God do? He should abandon us. He should leave us to our lack of trust. But that's not what He does. He says to you and to me, in the very midst of our problems, in the very midst of our troubles, yes, even in the very midst of our lack of trust in Him, He says, I love you. He says, I want to forgive you. And He says, I want to give you a sure sign of my love for you. And what sign does He give you? The sign of Emmanuel, God with us, God with you. Jesus Christ, born of a virgin, Jesus Christ, who died instead of you, instead of me. Jesus Christ, who is in faith with the prospect of people allying and working together to do him in, did not turn to the right or to the left, but knowing that his Father was with him, walked straight into his heaven. In fact, Jesus Christ walked straight to a cross to forgive you, to forgive me of our unbelief. And not only did he die, but God signed to us, Emmanuel rose again from the dead. He rose from death to conquer death and to make the way for you and for me, his brothers and sisters, God's dear children, to follow after him. And this sign of God with you, is given by him to us regularly. As we eat and drink Christ's body and blood at communion, as we daily remember our baptism into the death and resurrection of Jesus, and as we hear God's word preached and taught, God is giving you and me his sure sign, Emmanuel, God with us. And so as you live your life, look to the sign of Emmanuel, God with us. Know for sure that indeed God is with you. As you are faced with various problems, with difficult relationships, look to the sign of Emmanuel, God with us. And know that God is indeed with you. And as it seems that various things are allowing, are teaming up to do you in, look to the sign of Emmanuel, God with us. I know for sure that your God who loves you so much is indeed with you. Amen.